Hello, my name is Shannon Brooks, and this is the audio guide to my poster, Hemispheric Differences in Parietal Contributions to Auditory Beat Perception. That's quite a loaded title, so let's unpack it a bit. We'll start from the end of the title and work our way backwards. In this ongoing study, we are interested in musical beat-based timing perception. When we listen to music, we are perceiving not only changes in pitch, but periodic rhythmic events, or the musical beat. According to the action simulation for auditory prediction hypothesis, activity in motor planning regions of the brain are necessary for the kind of beat-based timing perception we have when listening to music. That's the second bit of our title. Now working backwards, let's look at the beginning. Specifically, this perceptual process of beat-based timing perception is achieved through bidirectional communication between motor and auditory regions of the brain via the parietal cortex, in what is known as the dorsal auditory pathway. The posterior parietal cortex, or PPC, is an important part of this motor network, and previous work has implicated the left PPC in some aspects of beat-based musical timing perception. In our current ongoing study presented in this poster, we are examining whether there are any hemispheric differences between right and left PPC and their involvement in this beat-based timing perception. So there's our first half of the title. How are we doing this? To investigate this question, we are using transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. TMS allows us to investigate the causal role of motor activity by temporarily down or up-regulating neural activity of a target network and observing subsequent behavioral or perceptual results. We used a specific TMS protocol called continuous theta burst stimulation, or CTBS, to temporarily downregulate activity in participants' right PPC, left PPC, and a control sham stimulation condition where the coil was facing away from the head. Participants' performance on perceptual timing tasks, both before and after stimulation, was compared. These tasks tested participants' ability to discriminate differences in absolute interval size, as well as to detect shifts in phase and tempo in relation to musical stimuli. As this is a music and language and cognition spring school, you will likely notice that this particular study did not involve a language component. However, action-oriented theories of cognition are becoming increasingly popular, including motor theories of language and speech processing. TMS methods, such as those used here, can provide powerful and non-invasive means for studying the causal role of regions of the motor system in these broad and varying modalities, and continue to expand our understanding of the action-oriented aspects of cognitive processes, such as in language and music cognition. Thank you.